Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Connecticut is seeing an abortion influx. Planned Parenthood officials reported yesterday about 75 patients from Texas and other states outside the Northeast have obtained abortions at Planned Parenthood clinics in Connecticut over the last 13 months. The influx from faraway states followed the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in September of 2021 that let stand a Texas law that bans most abortions and authorizes private citizens to sue doctors or anyone who helps a patient obtain an abortion and seek financial damages for up to $10,000 per defendant, according to Zeri Watkins, chief operating officer of Planned Parenthood of Southern New England. Connecticut passed the Safe Harbor law earlier this year to protect patients, health care providers, and others who assist them against other states enforcing their laws in connection with legal abortion services provided in their state. The New York flu season is off to an early start, an aggressive start, according to experts. The flu season is off to the start this fall. Rapidly spreading respiratory illness of its kind triggered public health alerts nationally, according to health officials. The early tally was confirmed flu cases in New York hit nearly 600 cases on October 1st, nearly four times more infections than the same period last year. Meanwhile, the return of in-person learning in the school year, as well as the end of indoor mask mandates and other policies intended to curb COVID-19 outbreaks, is expected to fuel waves of infections from a variety of viruses this fall and winter. By contrast, the flu count totaled nearly 158,000 cases in 2019-2020, a record high and up from 108,000 the prior season. New York data shows further flu-related hospitalizations during the prior seasons topped 15,500 statewide, underscoring the potential fallout for New York hospitals if cases spike this season. Nationally, the flu kills thousands of Americans each year, with a recent high of 52,000 deaths in 2017 and 2018. Last season, New York reported nearly 126,000 flu cases in a season that extended into June, and strikingly, the current season so far is outpacing all of the recent seasons. The Northeast Community Center Early Learning Program has an opening. The Child Care Center at 11 Park Street in Millerton officially opens October 17th. The Early Learning Program is a New York State OCFC licensed daycare center and will run Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. The program will implement a research-based curriculum, serve three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and a p.m. snack, and have high teacher-to-child ratios to utilize a parent communication system, which includes touchless check-ins and out. There are currently 21 slots open for registration, 7 toddler, 14 preschool. For more information or for questions about registration, contact Rania Cash Dollar at rain@neccmillerton.org or 518-789-4259, extension 110. Conservation grant from New York State Partnership Program ensures protection of steepletop land in perpetuity. In Austerlitz, New York, the former home of Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Edna St. Vincent Millay was selected as one of four grant recipients in a new partnership, the Forest Conservation Easements for Land Trust, that focuses on protecting forests and combating climate change. Sharing this decision with their supporters, the nonprofit Millay Society noticed that this is an action by New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, enables them to protect and preserve their 200-acre property for the future. Taking a look at some area meetings going on in our tri-state region. Coming up today in North Canaan, the Board of Finance meets at 7:30 in the evening. In Falls Village, the Recreation Commission has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, going on till 5 o'clock from 11 o'clock, flu and COVID clinic being held for age 12 plus COVID, age 18 plus flu, no appointment is necessary. In Kent, the Conservation Commission has their regular meeting. That is tonight at 7 p.m. Northeast New York, the Planning Board has a meeting. That is tonight at 7:30 in the evening. And in Hillsdale, New York, they have their budget workshops tonight, tomorrow, and the 17th at 6 p.m. The Fall Bird Tour is on Saturday, October 15th in Sharon, Connecticut from 7 to 8:30. That'll happen at the Sharon Audubon Center property. For more information, sharon.audubon.org/events. National Iron Bank has their celebration coming up in Cornwall Bridge, 175 years of banking. That'll be held from 9:30 till noon, and that is Saturday, and that will be held at the Farmers Market. The Run and Wag 5K benefiting the Animal Shelter in Cornwall Little Guild will be held on Saturday. More information, contact the Little Guild. Berkshire Waldorf School presents free puppet shows. That will happen on Saturday and Sunday at the Berkshire Botanical Garden. In Kent, they're holding their Green Energy Initiative event. It is being held at Kent School and Madison Auditorium. State Representative Maria Horn will speak along with Bernie Pelletier of People's Action for Clean Energy. For more information, kentmemoriallibrary.org. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic season will open up with their Fine Arts Quartet performance. That happens Saturday at 7:30 at Hotchkiss School. The rally to save the Sharon Hospital will be held on the Sharon Green, held by Save the Sharon Hospital. That'll happen Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Sharon Town Green. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 29,239.19, the NASDAQ at 10,426.19, and the S&P 500 at 3588.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.